As people in Gaza wait for the flotilla's arrival, they continue to hold different events to show their solidarity with the aid convoy. Dozens of fishermen and workers held a sit-in at Gaza Harbor. They called on Greece to help break the Israeli siege and allow the flotilla to set sail.
We demand the Greek government to allow the flotilla to set sail and help lift the siege. We urge justice-loving people around the world to continue their support.
The fishermen's demands were echoed by Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, who urged the Greek government to facilitate the mission of the flotilla, saying that Greece should not support Israel's siege of Gaza.
I congratulate the flotilla activists on their efforts to break the siege. Greece should not be complicit in the Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip.
The activists have been stranded in Greek ports for several days after Greek Coast Guard prevented them from setting sail toward Gaza via international waters, rejecting an offer by Greece to transfer the flotilla's humanitarian aid to Gaza on board a Greek governmental watercraft under UN supervision. The activists say that this will not solve the problem, as the siege is still in place.
This isn't the point just to bring the aid into Gaza. It's also the fact that there is an illegal blockade by Israel over Gaza, and part of the flotilla is to have these ships come and make that action of breaking the siege.
As the pro-Palestinian activists have been prevented from departing from the ports of Greece to break Israel's naval blockade, hundreds of others from different countries will attempt to fly to the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv on the 8th of July.
Well, the flight into Ben-Gurion Airport on July 8th will be an historic event, I believe. It'll be the first time that something like this has been done. It's not in any way an alternative to the flotilla, and it was never intended as such. The goal of both projects are similar, to challenge the Zionist stranglehold over all of occupied Palestine.
The activists have been invited by some 40 Palestinian organizations to take part in related events in the Palestinian territories. People in Gaza say that the Greece's stance towards the flotilla says a lot about the behind-the-scenes pressure by Israel to keep its siege on the enclave. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV,